this diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell. Private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Talented Pop Star by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Lana Quintal.
Friday, November 1st. OMG! I think yesterday was probably the best day of my entire life. Not only did I have a fabtastic time at the Halloween dance with my crush Brandon, but I think he might actually like me. Squee! By like, I mean as a really good friend. Definitely not as a serious girlfriend or anything. I'm sure that would never happen in a million years. Why? Mostly because I'm the biggest dork in the entire school. And with 3 zits, 2 left feet, 1 cruddy social life, and 0 popularity, I'm not exactly the type of girl who one day be crowned prom queen. But thanks to my wicked case of crush-itis, the slightly goofy, blissfully lovesick, shabby chic style I'm currently rocking would definitely put me in the running for Princess of the Dorks. It's just that I'm not a tag hag, also known as a totally obsessed fashion snob. And I'm not hopelessly addicted to spending twice the gross national product of a small third world country on the latest designer clothes, shoes, jewelry, and handbags, only to refuse to wear the stuff 1 month later because it's like, OMG, practically more ancient than yesterday. Unlike some people I know. People being shallow, self-centered girls like Mackenzie Hollister. Calling Mackenzie a mean girl is an understatement. She's a rattlesnake in pink plumping lip gloss and ankle boots. But I'm not intimidated by her or anything. Like, how juvenile would that be? I constantly wonder how girls like Mackenzie always manage to be so, I don't know, perfect. I wish I had something that could magically transform me into my perfect self. It would have the amazing power of Cinderella's fairy godmother, be easy to use, and be small enough to fit inside a purse or a backpack. Something like, I don't know, maybe Maxwell's Enchanted Lip Gloss. My special lip gloss would make each and every girl look as beautiful on the outside as she is on the inside. How cool would that be? After spending hours studying the potential global impact of the enchanted lip gloss phenomenon, I was shocked and amazed by my scientific findings. Enchanted lip gloss does not look cute on everyone. Too bad, Mackenzie. Anyway, I really hope Brandon calls me today. I would totally freak if he actually did. But I'm pretty sure he probably won't. Which, BTW, brings me to this very important question. How are you supposed to know when a guy actually likes you if he never bothers to call? Crush IQ test. Carefully examine the following 2 pictures for 60 seconds. Can you spot the difference between them? Answer. There is no difference. These 2 dudes are identical, which unfortunately means your crush basically ignores you whether he actually likes you or not. Urgh! That was me tearing my hair out in frustration. Lucky for me, my BFF Chloe is an expert on guys and romance. She learned everything she knows from reading all the latest teen magazines and novels. And my BFF Zoe is a human Wikipedia and a self-help guru. She's basically a 14-year-old Dr. Phil in lip gloss and hoop earrings. The three of us are going to meet at the mall tomorrow to shop for jeans. I can't wait to talk to them about all this guy stuff because, seriously, I don't have a clue. Saturday, November 2nd. Can someone please tell me why my life is so horrifically pathetic? Even when something finally goes right, something else always goes terribly wrong. My mom was supposed to be taking me to the mall today to hang out with Chloe and Zoe, so I was totally bummed when she told me I had to watch my bratty little 6-year-old sister Brianna for 45 minutes while she shopped for a new toaster. In spite of her cute little angelic face and pink sneakers, Brianna is actually a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex on steroids. There was no way I was going to hang out with my BFFs and her tagging along. So I told Chloe and Zoe I'd try to meet up with them as soon as my mom finished shopping. I found a quiet, comfortable spot to chillax with my diary. Then I ordered Brianna to park her little butt right beside me on the bench and not move. I hadn't taken my eyes off Brianna for more than a minute, or two or five, when I discovered she climbed into the mall fountain to hunt for coins. Thank goodness the water was really shallow. Then I made the mistake of asking Brianna what the heck she was doing in that fountain. She put her hands on her hips and glared at me impatiently. Can't you see it's an emergency? I mean, Old Witch has kidnapped Princess Sugarplum, and Miss Penelope needs to get this money out of the water so we can buy a real live baby unicorn from the grocery store and fly to save the princess. Hey, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. I dragged her out of the fountain and made her toss back the big pile of coins she'd gathered. Of course, Brianna was super mad at me for ruining her little treasure hunt. So to distract her, I suggested we take a little stroll through the food court to try to find some free food samples to snack on. Yummy. That's when Brianna started nagging me to take her to her favorite kitty pizza joint, Queasy Cheesy. I don't have the slightest idea why little kids love that place so much. It has these huge stuffed robotic animals that dance and sing off key. Personally, I think it's super creepy the way their eyes roll around and their heads and their mouths are always out of sync with their voices. Maybe it's just me, but who would actually want to eat in a restaurant that has a 6-foot-tall, mangy-looking rat scampering around? I don't care that it sings happy birthday and gives out free balloons. To me, the only thing scarier was that evil clown who used to live under my bed when I was really little. My parents always insisted he was just a figment of my imagination, but he was very real to me. OMG, I was absolutely terrified he'd grab my ankles and pull me under my bed and I'd be stuck there for, like, eternity. Thank goodness I'm older and more mature and not... But I can pay for it, Brianna.